Seattle's mountain biking community is rattled after this weekend's cougar attack that left one man dead, another injured, in the foothills of the Cascade Mountains outside the city. Police say the men first noticed the cougar chasing them. They got off their bikes, tried to scare it off. One man was mauled but managed to bike 2 miles to get cell phone reception and call 911. Police found the cougar standing over the second man's body. The cougar ran, police tracked and killed it, and autopsy is being performed. Because this is rare, this is only the second death from a cougar attack in Washington state in the last 100 years. Richard Beausoleil is the bear and cougar specialist with the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife. Richard, you say your phone is ringing off the hook with people calling. What did you think when you heard about the attack?
You know, I guess when I first learned about it, my thoughts were with the individuals and the families.
Yeah.
I mean, we know how rare this situation is, but it didn't make it any better for me. And both victims were from Seattle.
Well, we'll talk about what we have heard, that this animal, a young cougar, maybe 3 to 4 years old, and maybe underweight. Does that tell you anything?
We do know that the cougar was at least 30 pounds underweight, should have been about 100 and, you know, 30, maybe 140 pounds, and it was 101 pounds.
Well, it's funny. Just this morning, we opened in the mail a brand new book, Path of the Puma, The Remarkable Resilience of the Mountain Lion by Jim Williams. And by the way, mountain lion, puma, cougar, are they all the same?
They're all the same.
And in this beautiful book, he talks again about how rare these attacks are. 117 attacks in the U.S. and Canada between 1890 and 2005 resulted in just 19 human fatalities. But of course, when there is a fatality, everybody perks up. Is it true that the mountain lion, the cougar, does not like to attack humans?
We've had 20 instances, including these two, over the last 100 years of some kind of incident that we would clump into, you know, what we would call generally an attack. Overwhelmingly, these are from hikers, bikers, joggers that tend to come around a corner in the woods fairly quickly, and animals use those roads as well. And so the majority of these are surprise encounters, defensive type situations. Most all of them come away with very minor injuries, more of just falling off their bikes or trying to pick up some sticks and defend themselves and that kind of thing. And almost always the cougar runs away. But of those 20, we've had 8 instances where there's been serious injuries, and that is including now this second death.
Yeah. Well, what are you supposed to do if you encounter a cougar or a mountain lion?
You definitely want to show the animal that you are not prey. They are used to their prey running away. And so the very first thing is to stop, stand tall, make some noise, throw something at the animal if you can, but do not run. Mm. Don't approach the animal. Let it do what it wants to do, but try to make yourself bigger. Don't ever take your eyes off the animal. If it becomes more aggressive and keeps approaching you, that's when you start getting real defensive. And if worse comes to worse, you fight it out. Almost always, they know this isn't right. Something's not right.
This is not a deer. This is not a deer. Yeah.
Exactly. And then they stop and tend to run away. And there's some conflicting information on this. We don't have all the facts yet, but they remained on the scene for a short time, and we don't know how long that is, just sort of gathering themselves, you know, asking if each other was okay, and did not leave immediately. And then out of nowhere, the cougar reappeared. But during that time, the second person turned and ran on foot. And that's what distracted the cougar, and part of the fighting probably did too, from letting go of the first victim and running after the second.
Look, mountain lions are throughout Washington state, estimated 2,000 cougars there.
Correct.
Until the 60s, the state paid hunters a bounty to kill them. Is there a current state management effort? Will there be rethinking about it? Or is this just, you know, part of being in nature? You might encounter a cougar.
It's tough to say what will happen here. We recognize the rarity of it, but The mountain lion is a protected species. It has been for almost 50 years. And we do have a hunting season on them, but it's a limited time frame. And we also limit the numbers to 250 statewide. You can still hunt them, but it has to be within the law. One of the things we're recommending, and we do on our website too, is that anyone that goes out into the woods to recreate, carry pepper spray. And because it works on all mammals, and we tend to associate pepper spray with bears, but it works on everything. And you can't have it in a backpack. You have to have it on your waist in a holster so you can grab it immediately and use it. And it's highly, highly effective, and it's something we recommend for everyone.
That's Richard Beaujolais, bear and cougar specialist with the Washington State Department of Fish and Wildlife. Richard, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.